Welcome to Caring and Sharing, an annual holiday series on KUMD.
Once a year, right around this time, we like to invite some local nonprofits, usually smaller nonprofits, into the studios and find out how they're contributing to our community and making it a better place to live, and also what we as members of the public can give back to them, whether it's volunteer hours or donations or cold hard cash. Ken Larson joins us this morning, and he is with the Northern Lights Foundation. Ken, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks a lot for having me on board this morning.
So, tell me about the Northern Lights Foundation and what your mission is. It's a kind of a heartbreaking one, and yet you come in, you're smiling, you're excited to talk about it. Tell us about it.
Well, what it is, I like to call it a for-purpose nonprofit. It's an organization I started in 96, and what we do is our mission is we give wishes and grants to families who have children facing life-threatening illnesses in the northern area.
So how does that work? How do you find these people?
Well, what we do, we have our information with the social workers in St. Mary's, Essentia, St. Luke's, Millard Dwan, in surrounding areas. We have some information at the Mayo Clinic. We just also formed a partnership with Children's Hospital in the Twin Cities. We have a chapter in the Twin Cities also. So in the area here, we work with the social workers at, say, one at Essentia, and they have the information and the qualifications for the families that we deal with in their hands. So if they see a family that meets the qualifications, if the child is facing a life-threatening situation, and they come to us and request a financial assistance, so we give them a monetary grant, a non-discretionary grant that they can use for whatever their needs are at that time, whether it be travel to the hospital, whether it be rooms, whether it be gas mileage, food, whatever their needs are. It's a non-discretionary grant, so we basically hand over a grant to them, and they use it as needed.
Well, in particular, if you've got a child in at Mayo in Rochester or in the cities, that's a lot. You're going to be doing a lot of traveling back and forth.
Oh, it is. And some of these kids that are going through treatment, I mean, they have to go. We hear of trips like 30 trips in you know, a few months. So the costs are just devastating to these families, not only emotionally but financially. They're just totally wiped out.
So how can people help? I would imagine at this time of the year in particular, the idea of either being a child or having a child in the hospital undergoing some form of treatment or recuperation, that would make it even harder.
It is hard. And like you say, during the holiday season, it's extremely hard for these families. And you ask how the people can help. We're always looking for volunteers. We're looking for donations. As far as volunteers, they can look at our website. We have northernlightsfoundation.org. We're also on Facebook, and they can connect to us through that. And we have several different events that they can help volunteer at. We just had one this last weekend, connected with you guys here at the University of Minnesota. At the hockey game, we had like a Northern Lights night at the hockey game, and we had many volunteers at that. We have our big event of the year is an annual dinner in the spring. They can contact us and volunteer for that. We've got a fun event coming up at the Sports Garden. It's January 14th. It's We Need More Cowbell event. It's kind of a spoof off the old Saturday Night Live skit with Will Ferrell and Christopher Walken, where people get up on stage and compete against each other with a band, the Lake City Smoking Section. And it's a fun event. We fill the house. And we're always looking for volunteers for all the events that we have. So if people do want to get involved, just give us a shout, and we can meet with them and talk to them and see what they would like to do for the organization.
Do any of your volunteers actually go and visit with the families on an ongoing basis, or do you just try to kind of be in the background and provide support where you can?
No, some have gone to visit. Some have connected with the family and gotten to know the families very well. But a lot of times, too, we just stay in the background and just disperse the grants and don't get to know the family very well.
What about donations right now? If someone were to contact your organization and say, hey, you know, can you give me a list of two or three kids perhaps on the list and their ages and maybe things that they're interested in, you know, perhaps a little help with some holiday gifts might be appropriate?
Or? Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. I think it was 2 years ago we had a local group in town that came to me and said, we would like to help, we would like to do it anonymously, but we'd like to to get a list of one of the families that you are connected with and come up with a Christmas list, exactly what you just said. And they got a group of, I think, 10 or 12 people, their friends got together, and I think I dropped off I don't know how many bags of Christmas presents for the family. So it was quite a surprise to the family, a nice thing of the group of people to do. So there's all sorts of ideas how people can help us out.
And all they need to do is get in touch with you, and you'll be happy to give them a list of ways
that
they can
assist. Oh, we would
be
happy to talk to them. Yeah, we're always looking for volunteers. We have, like, I think I totaled 9 events now. The big events are the annual dinner, the cowbell at the sports garden. We did the hockey game with the University of Minnesota Duluth. We do pictures with Santa. We do a baseball game. It's called Guns and Hoses. It's the policemen play the firemen out at Wade Stadium.
Oh,
so
fun.
Yeah. So we've always got things going on, fun things. It's a great community organization. We have a lot of community support. I started it in 96. I think I filed for the 501c3 in 96. In 97, we gave our first grant. Since then, we've given out 130 grants to local families and given out over $250,000. So it's just taken off. And without the community support, we would not be able to do what we're doing right now. It's just like everybody is coming out of the woodwork to back us up and help us out. So it's all good.
Well, we're going to get a link set up on our webpage, Ken, so it'll be easy for folks to click and get in touch with you if they've got some donations, some volunteer hours they want to put in, whatever it might be. And thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. One other thing, if people do want to get a hold of us, they can text NL Foundation to 42828. Again, it's text to 42828, the word NL Foundation, and that'll get them on our email list. And we can keep them abreast of what's going on in the organization, the events, and everything else that we're doing at the time.
All right. Terrific. Thanks again, Ken.
Thanks again. I appreciate it.
Ken Larson joined us this morning as our guest. He was talking about the Northern Lights Foundation, and we'll get some links set up, as I mentioned, on our webpage, so it'll be easy for folks to get in touch with them and find out what they can do to help.